Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. Pristine beaches and picture-perfect weather aren't the only reasons tourists fly to the California city of Oxnard. There's also plenty of things to do and events to plan your vacation around. Travel World's Melanie Reffis is with me today to tell us about some of the upcoming attractions in Oxnard.
You know, beaches are always in Oxnard, and the weather, like you say, is absolutely picture perfect. But they really put a lot of thought into planning activities for both the locals and the tourists. The one that I love is the one that happens in the summer in July, and it's the Salsa Festival. They've got the Great Oxnard Salsa Challenge, and there's some 15 lucky judges that get to taste all of the salsas made by everybody in Oxnard and give prizes out. Anyone going can taste everything of the hot and fiery kind, the fruity kind, the unusual kind. I don't know what that would be exactly, but it'd be interesting. And this is all authentic stuff because 65% of Oxnard's population is Spanish from Mexico. So you can bet the salsa recipes are pretty darn good, and it's a whole lot of fun there at the Salsa Festival. July 4th, of course, by the harbor down there in the Channel Islands Harbor is a fabulous display of fireworks against the water, which is always great. And there's a boat show, which is also really a big summer event there with every kind of boat you can imagine, sailboats, yachts, sport fishing boats. That's always a big draw. And the farmer's market, held every single Thursday and every single Sunday, rain or shine, is always in Oxnard. And that's a lot of fun as well. So a lot to do off the beach in Oxnard.
For more information on all of the festivals and events taking place year-round in Oxnard, check out www.oxnardtourism.com or call 1-800-2-OXNARD. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report, talking today with Bruce Northam, author of the book Globetrotter Dogma, Turning Wanderlust into Action, and 100 Canons for Escaping the Rat Race and Exploring the World. One of the points that Bruce is covering is to avoid the money hernias. Don't haggle people into extinction. How often have you walked into a place and all people are doing is, you know, trying to bargain some guy for a nickel? Bruce, tell us a bit more about that.
Well, I find that when I travel, especially to undeveloped countries, the people that are pushing the hardest for a bargain are the ones that would probably shop at the Sharper Image catalog or the store back at home. I mean, you really don't have to haggle people to extinction. You know, if you're talking about negotiating with a Javanese woman to have your laundry done for, you know, 75 cents versus 85 cents, you can probably cut her a break. So I believe you should enjoy the sale. I love to bargain, but when I bring home an object, like, for instance, a Northern Thailand fish trap or a penis gourd, oddly enough, from the highlands of New Guinea, or whatever object that I'm bringing back. You know, if you've really beaten someone down and you didn't enjoy the sale, I think it'll kind of haunt your space as opposed to improve your space. So, I mean, for me, the rule of thumb with bargaining is, if it's a shop, you can play the walkout trick, and if they really want to sell it, they'll call you back in. But when you're dealing with Aboriginal people, and they are parting with objects that are part of their community, like a spear or a fish trap, you've really got to be careful. And I'll even go to the village elder and make sure that it was a savory deal.
And that's the good words to live by when you're shopping and so on. It's good to cut people a break. I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report. This has been an Ascor Marketing Production.